Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hello, hello, hello. Let me turn that down. My show intro music always puts me in a down south mood. This is Miss Latoya Bird of ILoveDownSouth.com online talk radio show. So thank you all for being here and chiming in with me. We have a wonderful show lined up for you this evening. And for those of you that are listening and new for the first time on I Love Down South talk radio show, we're just here to highlight different things that are going on down south, people, places, and things that are elevating down south, people, places, and things that are about down south. You feel me? And I felt it necessary to create this platform because we always hear the same conversation, the same content when it comes to down south. Ain't nothing going on down south. That might be true to a certain extent. However, the South has something to say. And there's so many different avenues, different types of events, activities, people, so on and so forth, that are from down South and things that are happening down South. So that's how I Love Down South was born. It was actually a offspring of goodnewsghouls.com. And so for those of you that know a little bit about what's going on with Good News Ghouls, it's an online community publication or, you know, a publication about the community celebrating and creating good news in our communities. We are looking for volunteers. We're getting ready to kick off our 2018 with our February issue. We are expanding and growing. So please look for updates on our website, goodnewsghouls.com. All right, all right. This past week was phenomenal. It kind of went by too fast. I don't really even recollect what really happened. But this week, we're getting ready to start the last week of January, the last few days of January. And 2018 is definitely here. And I know a lot of you are still kind of in the mindset of New Year's resolutions and so on and so forth. So I want to encourage you to make sure you chart the course, make sure you're planning and you're being completely involved and immersed in what it is that you want to do. Last show, we talked about being relentless as I met Tim Grover up in Louisiana last week, and we gave you some awesome, awesome tips. So this week, you know, it's we're going to be bringing you more tips. If and we always elevate and bring you more information and bring you tips, tools, and things to elevate and change your life. So tonight's show is going to be special to me because there's so many times in the past, I would say in the past 4 years, that I've been on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, and I'm seeing, you know, different things come up on my timeline or come across my feed or different things like that that are relating directly to Down South. And I've been really happy about that and been meeting people from the social media platform. I saw somebody the other day in the mall, and I was like, oh, you're my Instagram friend. And it was just really funny and cute. And this is what's happening now. So the dynamic of the social scene is literally changing because of social media. So I said all that to say, you know, I've been seeing some advertisements, Papaya Head on this cute little, you know, advertisement about bring your own vegan burger and a couple of different, you know, just things that pop out, and I'm watching them, I'm following them, and I'm like, what is, you know, Planet Umoja? And for those of you that are familiar with Kwanzaa, you know, Umoja is one of the days, and it's actually Swahili for unity. So, you know, with my little vegan story, you know, I play a vegan on Instagram some days, but to have embraced and have sought after the plant-based lifestyle for its benefits, for its healing benefits, I am completely an advocate for elevated healthy living and transformation, because that's what we need in our communities. As you know, we're suffering from diseases that are a result of what we consume. So I'm huge on consumer awareness. You guys know about that. So for me to find, you know, some other Down South vegans building, you know, I'm really excited about that. So thanks to my homegirl, Miss Noriega Reyna. You know, she's like, hey, Toya, you know, I think I have a contact for you. I was asking around, hey, do you know these people, Planet Umoja? Do you know anybody? And Reyna actually gave me the contact, and we connected a week or so ago. And so I'm really happy to have our special guest, Nat, who is actually the owner, okay? The owner, yes, owner, honey, owner. She's somewhere over here in the Down South area doing meal prep. And she was, you know, gracious enough to share her presence with us. And so I'm happy that she will be our special guest this evening. So if you can help me welcome none other than Miss Vegetable, Miss Healthy, Miss all of that, the owner of Plant Umoja, please welcome Miss Nat. Peace, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So we're going to dive right in. We're diving right in. Nat, tell me a little bit about you. I'd like to know where you're from and why was Planet Umoja born?
All right. So I originally was born and raised in the South Miami area, which, you know, is not too far from where I'm at now, which is right down the street from Google. So I think it's so awesome that you've contacted us to speak with you, because we've been wanting to connect more with the community. But just to continue with the background, so I was born and raised in South Miami. I came down south when I was about 17, 18. I went to Cope Center South. I had my daughter when I was pretty young, and that's what shifted us down here, just because it was more eco-friendly, like, in, you know, like, it's more economically consumable down here rather than up north. So that was, like, our
basis.
You
could say it was cheaper. You could say it was cheaper down here. We get it.
It was cheaper down here, and I was continuing to go to school down here, but I was working in the hospital for about 8 years, yeah. So I graduated high school, and then I got into nursing, and I was doing that for a while, but it was kind of not going anywhere for me. I kept, like, stumbling across obstacles. It was almost as if I was forcing myself that wasn't innate. I kind of transitioned into a plant-based lifestyle back in 2014. I was undergoing some health complications due to, like, a very stress-induced lifestyle. And, I kind of just started trying this, thinking, you know, not knowing, not sure, just exploring. And it became something greater as I saw, like, the results, and my health was becoming more aligned, and I started feeling a lot better. And it just kind of, like, it interested me to, like, want to help people do this. I just started feeling like this is going to be necessary in the future. I've been doing nursing for, like, 8 years at that time, and I didn't see, like, the evolution in that. I saw the cycle in it, rather. So I wanted to and kind of, like, take a leap of faith and just dive into trying to create a world, really, where, you know, you can be yourself and become your own healer, like, following your own nature.
Mm.
Starting to help
Absolutely.
People, like, aware of, like, questioning why is it that we're spending so much money on insurance, but yet we're still not healthy. So is that really security? So it just kind of got there, and that's how it kind of evolved. And now we're just here down south. We're doing events for the community. I run a blog online as well as a YouTube channel to help, you know, provide recipes and tips for people who are trying to transition into this lifestyle. Now it's becoming more trendy and more popular. So it's very important, like, to be aware of the information you're getting, because there's just so much of it. You know, so I really try to simplify it and just help people connect back with nature and to just be easy with themselves, be gentle with themselves. It's a process. It's not something I think you should dive into cold turkey. It's a learning process.
I'm glad you said that about the cold turkey. And a lot of people, but a lot of people do the cold turkey because of a health issue or ailment.
Mm-hmm.
And and the fact you said something that was just like the bomb. The fact that you said you see the cycle and not the evolution of something is huge. And I think we get stuck in that space, and we don't see ourselves evolving. We just see ourselves doing this cycle, this thing over and over again. And so I am a certified holistic life coach. And you saying that is the epitome of everything we need to observe about ourselves, because it will change the dynamics of the relationships and how we relate to people, ourselves and other people. So, Nat, you don't know this about me. Guys, we didn't get a chance to talk. We've been so busy. She's been meal prepping and, you know, throwing veggies at meat eaters on the highway on US 1. I saw her. It was her. I'm just joking. But... But Nat, I actually, in 2012, it was documented that I had a fibroid that was the same size as my uterus, and the doctor wanted to put an emergency request for surgery. And I was like, no, I don't think so. And she's looking all puzzled, and she's like, why? And I was like, I would rather do my own research, and I want to investigate a plant-based solution to deal with this. And she was totally opposed to it. She wrote a letter, and I had to sign the letter that I was refusing the emergency surgery. So long story short, I was immersed in a plant-based world in an effort to heal myself, and I immersed myself – and on a military note, like I was militantly vegan because I was aiming to heal my body. And I ended up losing 80 pounds in 80 days. And it was an amazing journey. And that's why I'm an advocate. That's how I ended up started to learn about holistic living and all the, everything just came at me all at once. And it was a beautiful transformation, because that's exactly what it was. And so now I help people transform from whatever state they're in, whatever cycle they're in. We develop an evolution path, if you will. And a lot of times they always ask me, can you come and cook for me? Can you come and cook for me? And I'm like, I could show you a meal or two, but listen, this is a personal journey you have to do on your own. But mm-hmm. now that we have some resources tangible, you know, at arm's reach down south, I'm going to be referring people to you. So, mm-hmm. And I would like to be your ambassador. Child, whatever you have going on, I have the radio show as a platform. I have the magazine as a platform, and I want to see and hear content and dialogue that relates to who we are and who we are through what we eat. So that literally is just an education note. Because if people were able to know better, of course, the notion is that they would do better. And so they need to hear it from people who are immersed in the culture or in the education and the lifestyle of a thing like veganism. So while I don't wear the vegan hat, I am on the vegan team. And I say that because
I feel you on that, like 100%. I said I feel you on that 100%. I know exactly what you mean.
Because things happen, things change. So I want you to get into right now in this next little part about some of your services that you offer. Because to be honest with you, we need you. Like when can Planet Umoja have some babies? Like we need a whole constellation. We need a whole solar system. You know, I'm having a moment. You know how you are Planet Umoja, and that's one of the principles of Kwanzaa, and it's unity. We need Planet, you know, all the other ones in regards to a community and in regards to actually making efforts for an evolution and not just a cycle. So can you talk to us about your services?
Okay. absolutely. So as of now, I do private meal services. Basically, what that consists of is I'll have like a one-on-one consultation with my client, and we'll get down to what they're already eating in a day, and we will go into the transitioning process. I will create a menu, a personal menu with them to satiate like, their needs at the time, and as they progress in their journey and within the service, we will continue to like remove processed foods, remove the preservatives, remove all the salt. Like, you know, little by little so that your palate changes as you transition lightly more into a whole plant-based lifestyle. So that's what my meal services are about. And I also do like a cooking and teaching where you can cook with me as well, like with the meals. That way you're educating yourself and learning how to do this yourself, learning how to create yourself. You said earlier, a lot of people ask you to cook and you want them to find their own journey. And that's why I feel like that to me is one of my favorite services, because I get to really share with people how I cook and how it's just very intentional. It's not like I'm following some formula that it's within everyone to be able to do it. It's just unlocking that part of you. It's kind of like just learning something else, you know, like a subject. So mm-hmm. I really enjoy that I provide for people just because it's more connection. And we do an event every other month. It's like a free community event where we provide the yoga. I do like a yoga class, and everyone brings their own fruit. It's like a fruit look, and we make smoothies out of the fruits. I bring a blender, and sometimes we have pop-ups with a friend of ours. He runs at Nappy Vegan on Instagram. His name's Kev, and he does the
bring your own vegan. I stalk him on Instagram.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's so pumped. He's so motivated. Like, I love his drive and his determination. He's just so about this shift the paradigm, you know, and that's what we need is just more people who are really believing in themselves to fulfill a purpose. Because sometimes it can be really defeating. You know, we're outnumbered out here, and there's not many of us doing what we're doing. So it can be challenging, but it's cool at the end of the day. That's why unity is so important to me. Connecting with other people within the community is so important, so that we know we're not alone, so that we could continue creating that shift together. But that's really just overall what we're about. I'm really passionate about sharing this with kids, just because I kind of feel from my upbringing, I wasn't privileged enough to know this information. I feel like this information was kind of kept from us, and it's more of an elitist lifestyle, which I find a problem. Like, it kind of makes us not want to even dibble and dabble in it or even get to know it because it's almost, like, too extreme. Not really understanding the connection between food and who we are and how, like, open heart surgery is more extreme than going plant-based, you know, and it's actually way more expensive. So it's just about shining light on that, like shining light on the fact that we do have a choice and trying to just give people options that just taste as good. When I went plant-based, I was angry sometimes realizing how you can have the same textures and the same flavors in plant-based foods that you could have outside of the vegan world, you know, and it was just like, why? Why do we have to put all these chemicals, all this animal-based products mm-hmm. in it if we can make it as good and cheaper where everyone can eat? But, mm-hmm. you know.
And so, first of all, I completely stalk Nappy Vegan on Instagram. And I spoke to him for the first time. Well, we DM'd each other for the first time this week. I'm planning to do some meals with him. And I'm already dreaming about the buffalo cauliflower and some collard greens I've seen that he had and some macaroni and cheese. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. So
yeah, he's banging fried mushroom chicken. It's amazing.
I'm so, like, it's so funny that, you know, food can be a comfort zone for a lot of us. But when you get in the realm of vegan or plant-based living, you can enjoy and have fun without the guilt. I'm like, who wouldn't do it? So I'm looking forward to more people down south knowing your name, knowing who you are, and most importantly, utilizing your services. So with my consultant hat on right now, I'm already thinking, like, girl, you need to give me some flyers so I can get with these unhealthy lunchtime eating teachers, and it's only because they don't have the time. So we know your health, time management is a huge component of your health, because you have to prep, you have to prepare, you have to cut, you have to chop, you have to do these things. And I hear people, you know, frowning their face like Prince on Purple Rain when he was holding a guitar and he has that mean look. No, why are you frowning your face on prep? Prep is everything. Prep makes your life easier. And I'm on site right now here at Mr. Tutti Frutti's here in Florida City. I don't know if you've heard of them, Nat. Have you been down here?
Mr. Tutti Frutti? I don't think
yeah.
so.
Okay, mm-hmm. so Mr. Tutti Frutti.
Is that like a fruit bar?
Yes, it's a fruit bar, actually. And so Mr. Tutti Frutti's is off of Palm Drive and, what is this, Redland Road? It's behind the Shell gas station. And the reason why I'm bringing him up, talking about prep, you know, or talking about just knowing where to go, I want to work with you to create a dosove. A dosove means dosove, D-O-S-O-V-E. That means down south vegan. And I want to create a little map for down south on where they can go to get either plant-based stuff or healthier mm-hmm. things. And Mr. Tutti Frutti, when you walk in, it's literally like 20, maybe 20 feet, 30 feet of nothing but fruit on ice. And you get to pick whatever fruit you want. They chop it up for you. They put whatever you want on it. You can go the healthier route or you can go the South Florida route, which is, you know, people put vinegar and hot sauce and pepper or whatever on their mangoes. I don't prefer that, but they also have chia seed. They have spirulina if you want to do a smoothie, you want to do a kale, green apple, celery, whatever. They'll do that for you. They'll juice it for you. They have moringa. They have chia seeds. So you would love this spot. So I'm here.
I said, I have to check that out. I had no idea there was a place like that down here.
Yeah, Mr. Tutti Frutti's. I think he's native to Mexico. He's the sweetest little man, and his whole family runs the joint. And the cool thing is, and I would love to hook you guys up with each other, because his daughter is, one of the daughters is vegan. And they're getting ready to open up an actual restaurant inside of the same spot. So you would love this spot. It's a good spot for your clients to know about, too, when they're out. Because sometimes when we're out and about, we tend to just give up so easy. Like, no, I can't find anything. And when in actuality, there are other places here in our area that can support and are about healthier living. So thank you for all that you do. I'm looking forward to being a client. I actually, I got a little competitive spirit in me. So I actually want to do a little battle. Look, listen to this battle. It's not really a battle. I want to do a battle with you because I have a curry ginger lime raw pumpkin seed meat substitute that I think is the bomb. And like I really just want you to try it and to get your feedback on it.
What did you say the recipe was called? That sounds really good. Raw curry what?
It's curry, ginger, lime, raw pumpkin seed patty. Curry, ginger, lime, raw pumpkin seed patty. So I'm going to give you one of my vegan experiences. What happened? I was starving. Oh, but before I say that, I overdosed on nuts during my transition of, you know, trying to heal myself with plant-based living, and I overdosed on almonds. So I developed an allergic reaction to all tree nuts. So I can't have nuts anymore. And
oh, wow.
I was devastated.
That's why having a coach is important.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, because
and
I hear a lot of people go through certain things like that. I think someone told me the other day that Chris Bosch has, like, blood clots because he didn't realize that you can overdose on vitamin A. That's a fat-soluble supplement. And, that made me reflect and just think that was exactly what I was doing, because a lot of people who just jump into it cold turkey like we were talking about and may overdo it on some things. And that happened to us once, too. We overdid it on cashews. nuts are something not to do more than a handful at a time.
Girl, nuts, I was having it in everything. I did almond curry stir fry with onions, peppers, garlics, and whole almonds. I was putting almonds in my coconut cashmere ice cream. And it's so good, by the way. I can give you those recipes because I can't even use them. Damn it. But I was literally eating it breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was mixed in some kind of way. Almonds were mixed in some kind of way. And so that pushed me into a culinary corner. And I had to be creative enough to come out of it. So I came home one day, and I was like, damn it, I'm hungry. I want something fresh. I made a passion fruit vinaigrette. It just came to me. I just put, you know, the curry ginger lime and fresh rosemary with the pumpkin seeds, blended it all together, made a patty, and I made a wrap with it. So I had my special springs, you know, I had my passion fruit vinaigrettes, diced onions and tomatoes, and then I had the curry ginger lime pumpkin seed patty. And it was so good. You know how you eat something and it's so good you have to eat it over the sink? You can't even, like, have a plate.
Yes,
it
I
was
know what you're talking
so
about.
Good. And then in midway, I'm almost done, and I was like, I literally said, they're not going to believe me. They're not going to believe how good this tastes. And so I took one more bite, and then I took – I took everything to my friend's house, and I made it for her and her kids, and they ate it like they ate the paper. They loved it. It was good.
That's awesome. Was that a raw recipe?
Yeah, actually it was.
Yeah, that sounds really good. That's like a very nice combination. But like that's so interesting that I feel like, you see, even though you were pushed in a corner, you still were able to like come out of it and figure it out, like make something out of what you have. I think that's so cool. Like to me, when I do that, when I'm like, I only have a couple of things left in my fridge and I create something out of what's left, I just feel like those are always the best dishes.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's a down. Well, for me, I feel like that's when I'm most creative. But that's the part of me that I can't duplicate that clients ask me for. And so I'll show them, you know, some of the basics, and then I'll show them some of my creative stuff that I've created, and then they'll be like, man, how'd you come up with it? And then, you know, after a week or so, they'll call me and say, hey, Toya, you know, I did this, this, and this. And I'm like, see, it's not that hard. YouTube is a great assistant, but it's always nice to have, you know, that coach or someone there to push and pull with you. So on that note, what can we look forward to from Client Umoja in 2018?
2018, what can we look forward to from Planet Umoja? Right now, I am teaching at a yoga studio in Homestead called Omstead. I teach there every Tuesday from 10:15 to 11:15. That's something I'm really excited about. I became a yoga teacher last February, so it's about to be a year. I went to India for about a month, and I'm just really happy that I, you know, found that I'm able to practice and connect more with people down south. I love that it's down south. I'm hoping to also start doing a class in Gould's Park. I still haven't concluded some things, but that's definitely in the works of trying to be manifested. And we're just continuing our channel right now. I have a book that I've been working on. It's a book that I have like recipes for, just tips and just explaining the whole plant-based lifestyle from my experience, sharing like recipes and how to help people who are on a budget, you know, trying to start their own business. That can be challenging, and some people feel as though going vegan can be expensive, and I just wanted to expose that that is a myth, show people how to do it, and realize that it's actually a lot more greater wealth becoming more plant-based because of, like, the energy that you're now putting out there and within yourself. So those are a couple of things to look forward to as of now.
Okay.
And we're definitely going to continue the fruit and yoga vibes. That's the fruit event that you were talking about earlier with the papaya head. We're hoping that one comes up again in March. So we are still anticipating a date, but a date will be announced soon, and we're anticipating to have that around March.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And your events, are they on Sundays or Saturdays? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Are your events normally on Sundays or Saturdays?
They're Saturdays from 2 to 6.
Okay. I will have to figure out something. My Saturdays are normally bananas, but I have to figure out something because I loved the pictures that I saw and the fact that it's just something. We have to connect, like, forget March. Like, we have to figure out what we can meet this week or something.
I'm up for that. I definitely am up for that. So, just let me know when's a good time and we can get together. That'd be fun. That'd be cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're not far from me. I'm right here in Silver Palms area.
Okay, and then I'm literally down the street from Silver Palms. So we are literally in the same area, and I also wanted to I wanted to encourage anyone listening, if you are interested in going plant-based, first of all, it has to be a decision that you're willing to embrace with the mind, body, and soul mindset. And a lot of times we think that, oh, I just want to lose weight. I'm going to go vegan to lose weight, or I'm going to just exercise, and it's isolated. It's an isolated thought attached to an isolated action, but everything is connected, ladies and gentlemen. And I urge you to find some balance and embrace mind, body, and soul efforts and living so that you can have the type of transformation that you want. And you need to connect with professionals and specialists in our community, like Nat of Planet Umoja. Okay, so how can they find you?
So I have my website, which it's www.planetumoja.com. Best way to contact me is my email, Nat at planetumoja.com. I'm on Instagram a lot, so people contact me there through DM all the time. If that's some way people like to communicate, I am always there for anybody who needs assistance. And I give away a free ebook. That's something else I wanted to share with everyone while I'm here and I have the opportunity to. I give away a free ebook with like 5 simple recipes. I do have other recipes on my YouTube channel, and we're constantly working on more to just give people more ideas and you know, more different inspiration for dishes and stuff. So those are just a couple ways to contact me.
Okay. Yes. And guys, those of you that are online, in the show description, it actually has a direct link to her website. So all you got to do is click on it, and then it'll take you right to Planet Umoja. So before I let you go, I need you to tell me some funny stories related to you going vegan, or some interesting stories. Now, when you changed to transition, did you get like backlash from your family? Did people look at you funny?
Oh, you know, that's so funny. We should probably create a video on what to expect when you go vegan, because that's so true. That's exactly what happens. Like, and I feel like everyone goes through a similar experience, especially, you know, if you're from like an ethnic background. It's almost like your family's like thinking, what, you know, something's wrong with you. But yeah, I definitely had that backlash from my fam, you know, in the beginning, but I just prevailed through it. It made me stronger, but it definitely was conflicting in the beginning, you know, because a lot of self-doubt surfaces when you try to do something against the norm, and, you know, you're the only one that's talking about this, and everybody else is against what you're saying, or, you know, thinking that you don't know what you're talking about. And it was interesting in the beginning, and now where we're at now, I reflect on it, and I'm like, man, I really stuck it through, and now it's no longer like that. Like, the respect is there. We all, like, got through that, and now we understand each other. But,
wow.
Yeah, that definitely happens. That definitely happens. Like,
man, my grandma was, she lost it. She was like, oh, you think you better than us?
That's so funny. Like, I had a friend of mine who like blocked me off social media for that too, and I even like got into arguments with like friends from elementary school. It was very bizarre, and it just goes to me, like, it just speaks volumes on like food. Like, we're really addicted to food, you know, and it's like once food is so personal that the moment you talk about it, it's like this huge stigma. It's like, you don't talk about politics and religion, and you shouldn't talk about food, because people who don't want to hear it are going to just, they're going to fight you. Like, they just don't have a choice, because like, you're threatening them by trying to take away their happiness through, you know, the joy they get from a food.
Their lifestyle, their culture. Yeah, they define themselves by what they eat, and they should. However, I feel like you should define yourself by what you eat, because you are what you eat, and what you eat isn't only what you physically consume. It's what you consume on all levels, what you what you're seeing,
absolutely,
what you're hearing.
Yes,
and,
I like how you said that.
Thank you. And but we don't get that. So today, if I said, what did I consume today? And I'm like, wow, I consumed a little piece of nature. I took in a piece of the day. I interacted. I said positive words. All these things, because then we become aware of what we consume. A lot of times I think when we're not plant-based and we're just living, we're just in that living cycle, we don't observe. We just do. We just do. And so that's why it's easy to continue to live and eat the way that you were brought up. But then when you pause and you evolve, you decide to evolve, that's when things change. That's when, I don't eat hot sausages anymore. Like, I don't crave that greasy, mysterious meat that smells funny in a little plastic bag anymore. I don't crave that anymore because I'm educated.
That's so true. I used to eat things. Like the most processed foods in the microwave, 69-cent burritos, like all of that. Mm-hmm. And now I don't even think twice. Like, that's not even an option anymore. Like, my brain decodes that as not food. Like, it's something else. So it's,
right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy, but you're right. Absolutely right. I don't ever think about that sometimes.
Have you been to Robert is Here?
A long time ago, not since I went plant based. My mom took me there once. She had me see that place. It was a long time ago. I just remember they had like milkshakes with milk in it, and they had jellies, like fresh jellies, and like animals.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of evolving, it has evolved because they do still have the smoothies there. And they do make things dairy-based, but you can also get it without it. And it's like a fruit and vegetable stand. So if you need jackfruit, if it's in season, they'll have it. If you need whatever fruit is in season and vegetables, they'll have it. It's a cute little spot. It's literally right down the street from Mr. Tutti Frutti's. So whenever you do come, you can, like, knock out those two spots in one trip. And what do you feel, how do you feel about things being labeled organic but still GMO?
I feel at this point, it's just like, I feel like every day we're hearing something new, like something new to be worried about. And I do research constantly because this is what I do. You know, I constantly want to know more, and I'm just very passionate about this topic when it comes to food and understanding, like, the whole overall gist of it and even a deeper look into it, that I just try to now, when I buy things that are local, try to get things from people I know. I work at Trader Joe's. I know we don't use like GMO products. Like, I definitely, you gotta do what you can. You try your best, and I just feel like if that's the only option around, even if it is GMO or conventional, it's still way better than, in my opinion, eating meat or an animal product. And you just put the best intention you can while preparing that meal, because at this point, we honestly don't know if even organic is organic. We don't know.
Right.
Like, this is the
if we don't have our own farm.
Yeah, the people who are stamping the USDA are the ones that are pushing the meat, you know, and saying that milk is good for you. So it's kind of like a controversial subject, but I don't know. We don't know. And I think the best thing to do at this point with all the overload of information is just to try to have a positive outlook, try to do the best you can, and just try to be as conscious as possible. If you can find a source where you know it's more local and you're more aware of where it comes from, then that's obviously always going to be the best choice. But sometimes it's not available.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm hearing more and more people who are creating like urban gardens, which I think is amazing because that means anybody could do it. Like I've seen people make gardens out of a plastic bag. I have no idea, but it's just part of the shift that we're experiencing right now. And more people are just finding strategies to become more self-sustainable and more connected with nature, you know, and it's kind of like what we need right now. It's just something that we desperately need right now because we are overloaded with stimulants and completely disconnected, which is causing us to become very imbalanced.
Absolutely. But you just described Planet Umoja, that's the unity. And I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, Goose Park has a community garden that they're getting ready to revamp. So we can totally.
No, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's off in the corner, and only one person really pays attention to it. But once they revamp it, I'll be having a plot out there where you can plant whatever, and you definitely should have something out there as well. But there used to be an organic farm right here outside of the Air Force Base called Verde Farms, and it was attached to.
Oh, okay. I know where that's at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it used to be a market. It used to be a thriving market when they first opened about four or five years ago. And the management, I don't know what happened, but it was something so unique in our community. The organic farm is literally right behind there. They get everything from there. They showcase it. They cook it with it, and they, you know, they had like a little bakery or diner there where they serve food directly from the farm. They used to have books if you wanted to learn about organic and plant-based living. So, but it's no longer there. So I think it's up to us, and I say us meaning us down south, elevated living, eating, thinking beings to just create something. I think solutions are always found through creation. And I'm glad I discovered Planet Umoja, and that you all are on the show today. So thank you so very much. And I can't let you leave without giving like just some like a small little teensy weensy cute little recipe of something. Maybe it could be one of the recipes from your from the ebook.
I'm going to give you something that's not an ebook because it's on the top of my head, and it's actually a recipe video that will be coming out soon for Valentine's Day, like a Valentine's Day feature. And it is it's like a raw chocolate pudding. So it's made with 4 half avocados. Make sure like they're very nice and ripe, and you would add about 1/3 cup of maple syrup, 1/2 a cup of cacao powder, and about 5 dates, and you would basically just put that in the food processor, and it whips up into like this really nice creamy avocado mousse that's completely raw and easy to digest and not that expensive. And yeah, it's really yummy. You could pop it with like berries. Mm. It's a breakfast option. It's a snack option. Like, you can really have it whenever you want. It's just fruits and vegetables. So, yeah.
Yes. I'm eating it right now. I took a mindfulness class, and in the mindfulness class, one of the exercises, we had to eat something mentally, and I was like, oh my gosh, I can taste it. So I can taste this little chocolate mousse thing that you have going on that's made with a special pumpkin seed crust, raw crust, because I'm allergic to nuts, and I can taste it so very well. It's topped with blueberries, frozen blueberries and raspberries. And I call it I'm going to call it Old Dirty Berry because I do everything like associated with like Wu-Tang. That's one of the things I always do because Old Dirty is my favorite. So Old Dirty Berry chocolate mousse. That's it. It's gone. I already ate 2 right now.
That sounds fun. That sounds cool. That's something that's so important too, like mindfulness and mindful eating. That's something that I've been diving into as well and want to share with people. It's more mindful eating.
Yes, and it to me is so intimate. Like we take something, mm-hmm. it's like we take the spirituality and the sensuality out of everything because we're so desensitized. And we really mm-hmm. are supposed to have a relationship with food and things, what we're consuming. We just need to consume mm-hmm. the right things. So I look forward to it. You're welcome on the show. Anytime you want to come back on the show, if you want to have a Umoja moment on the show, if you want to whatever you need, let me know. We would love to have you, as well as if you'd like to advertise in the Good News Goose magazine. We'd love to have you. And like I said, if whatever I need to do, I would love to be an ambassador and to promote Planet Umoja, because just off of what I've learn tonight and what I see online with your social media platform, it's important to really be about whatever it is that you're promoting and what you're doing, and I see that with you. So thank you so very much for your time, your energy, your light cult frequencies and recipes, and your yoga stuff and all that good. Look, I'm doing my hands like I'm twirling something. So thank you for all of that good vortex energy and love and elevation. So we appreciate you. Thank you for your time, and we hope to have you back on the show soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was really nice to get with you, LaToya. I look forward to meeting you soon.
Absolutely. And we on I Love Down South, we love Planet Umoja. So that's what's up.
Hey, I love Down South.
Okay. All right. Peace All right. to you.
Bye. Thank you. Peace.
All right. Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, guys. It's time to go. Hey.
Yeah, it's all right. I know you ain't slow down some, Junior.
Go. Hey. We'll see you guys next week, same time, same place.